From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, we'll begin a series on one of the toughest jobs in education. First, though, a new report ranks Texas as one of the worst states for kids. The latest annual kids count from the Annie E. Casey Foundation said Texas is the 9th worst state in the country for overall child well-being. Our state also ranked near the bottom for children without health insurance, children living in high-poverty neighborhoods, and for teen birth rates. Jennifer Lee is a research associate with the Austin-based Center for Public Policy Priorities.
Many Texas kids and families are left behind, even as the economy grows. A growing number of Texas children, 1 in 5 kids, lives in a high-poverty neighborhood, where there are fewer opportunities in education and where health and safety are at risk. In Texas, too many Latino and African American children lack the opportunities they need to move forward and reach their full potential.
Kids Count officials say the state's low measurements threaten the next generation of Texans and the caliber of the state's workforce. The report also says Texas kids are generally worse off than before the recession. We'll have more details this evening on All Things Considered. Now to our American Graduate Initiative, charting the journey from childhood to graduation. Both Dallas and Fort Worth are searching for new school superintendents. Over the next few weeks, KERA will explore why it's so tough for a big city superintendent to survive. We'll begin in Fort Worth. The district has spent more than a year with no one permanently in the top job. Walter Dansby resigned last summer. Joel Boyd withdrew as the sole finalist in February. KERA's Stella Chavez sat down with interim superintendent Patricia Linares.
Now, you've been acting superintendent for more than a year. Is that kind of like being a substitute teacher?
I don't believe so. I believe that when I was named last year on June 12th, the goals of the district, of our school board, and my personal goals were not to just sustain the district as it was moving, but to move it forward and to do all of the things that any normal superintendent would be doing, which is to increase the educational programming and ensuring that each of our children had a successful year with opportunities that would lead them to success.
How do you move a district forward in an interim role?
One of the reasons that you take on a role as superintendent is because you feel that you can affect change. Each of our children in this district, all 86,000 of them, deserve 100% of my time and effort to ensure that they get good educational opportunities so that they can continue to succeed. You make changes that are necessary.
What are some of the changes that you've made since you've been interim?
As we are still in a process of looking for a superintendent, we have to prepare for next year. And you cannot just sit and wait. You have to be able to name the principals, get school started, make sure you're prepared and have everybody ready to start the new school year.
Now, I've been following the process for selecting a new superintendent. Can you say where the district is right now in the process?
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, we know that all of the applications were due. Their timeline does suggest that they will be doing their interviews and meeting with candidates over the next couple of weeks. And their goal is to be able to name a lone finalist sometime the first week of August. Once you name a lone finalist, you have a 21-day waiting period. Once that 21-day waiting period is concluded, then the board would name a permanent superintendent at that time. And according to the timeline, it should be somewhere around the end of August.
What is your status? You are currently the interim superintendent. Is there any possibility of you also throwing your name in the hat?
No, I am not putting my name in the hat. I have said that from the very beginning. I do believe that this school district is primed for somebody to come in and continue to work forward and to try some new opportunities for the city, the county, our schools, and our children.
What will happen once the new superintendent is selected and you are no longer interim? Will you remain working with the district, or what are your plans?
At this point in time, I will assist with any transition that they ask of me. But once the transition is over, I will hand the district over to the new leader and I will go back to my retired status.
3 years is about the average tenure for superintendents. Why is it that superintendents don't stay longer? Obviously, there are some exceptions, like Houston.
Yes, there are some exceptions, and Houston is a very good example. Terry Greer is an outstanding superintendent. I don't know specifically. I think every case is different as to why superintendents stay about 3 years. I will say that the job of superintendent is extremely difficult, especially when you are trying to affect change. Change is not always easy for everyone, so it does cause some difficult situations to occur. But we must, as educators, continue to change and improve.
What is one piece of advice that you would give the new Fort Worth superintendent?
Listen to the people of this community. Listen to the staff. Get to know everybody.
Patricia Linares, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. It's always enjoyable to visit with KERA.
Fort Worth hopes to name a superintendent sometime in August. And next Tuesday, Bill Zeeble digs into the checkered history of the Dallas School District. It's had 7 superintendents over the last 20 years, and that doesn't include the interim leaders. Kenneth Draxeth runs a national superintendent search firm. He says running Dallas ISD isn't for everyone.
I think it has a reputation of turning over superintendents. I think it's a tough district. You got to be tough. I mean, you got to have a thick skin so that you're going to get criticism, and you're going to have to, what's true north here? You know, I got to keep directing to true north so that I can get done what I need to get done.
Our American Graduate Series on searching for big city superintendents continues next Tuesday on KERA 90.1. In the forecast, a high of 98 today. It's 82 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KERA News. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.